One source to develop the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla is also to read the incidents of our pious saints about their fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's listen to some of the incidents of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and our pious saints regarding the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, we were present in a funeral with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sat down near the edge of the grave and wept, meaning cried so much that the soil became wet with the blessed tears which were flowing out from his blessed eyes. And then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O brothers, prepare for this grave. Allahu Akbar. My dear Wisdom Madan channel, look, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by whose virtue we the sinners will be forgiven, by whose virtue dark graves will become luminous. The condition of his fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla is that he sits near a grave and is weeping, is crying. And what an amazing piece of advice he gave at the end, saying, O people, prepare for the grave. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the condition of these great personalities regarding the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That every moment would pass in the worship of the Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today, we are heedless of thinking about the hereafter. May Allah Almighty enable us to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One day, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam came out of the house to advise people and remind them about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. At that time, 40,000 people were present during his speech. His speech was so emotional that the impact of his speech was 30,000 people could not bear the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and passed away. It is narrated that Shaitan spent 80,000 years performing worship and he did not even leave space equal to a single step in which he did not perform prostration, in which he did not perform sajda. Then, when he disobeyed the commandments of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty declared him rejected in his court till Judgment Day. The collar of the curse was put around his neck. All his worship was wasted and he was given the permission of burning in the hell forever. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam narrates that he saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in a state that he clung to the cover of the Holy Kaaba and attaining admonition from the end of shaitan. He was making this supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while weeping and shedding his tears, Ilahi wa Sayyidi, la tughayyir ismi, wa la tubaddil jismi. Means, O Allah Almighty, O my Allah, do not remove my name from the list of the pious, and do not expel my body from your pious people, and do not include me in the group of those who are punished. Ya Allah, you have favored us. O Allah, you have granted us ni'mat. You have granted us blessing of iman. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon iman. Ya Allah, you granted us the madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah, keep us steadfast in the madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.